That's you.
Line.
At the bottom of the page.
At the bottom of the previous page.
Oh, sorry. Line!
Listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
We have a Breeze Radio Theater today. That means Bree is in studio with us. Hey, Bree.
What up? What up?
So this is going to be, I mean, it's always fun when you're in studio. It's doubly, triply fun when we're doing a radio theater episode. And this podcast is dropping on the Friday of the LCMS National Convention.
Wow.
So we thought it'd be fun to commemorate that.
Hey, if you're there, come say hi to me at the exhibit hall.
Oh, yeah. Come say hi to us, too. Hey.
Come find me.
Oh, come say hi to me, too. Yeah. Three.
I'll be in St. Louis.
So if you're in St. Louis, come to the IC and say hi to Bree.
Yeah, what up?
Because there won't be a lot of people in the building.
That's true. It'll be very lonely. I will be wandering around the convention hall with a notebook and helping cover it with communications.
Fun.
Nice.
We'll have a big video booth set up somewhere outside the convention hall. So if you see videoing happening, that's where I'll be.
And I'll be in the exhibit hall.
Hey, so three places for you to come say hi to us.
It's a special challenge. You can get pictures with all three of us.
Photo scavenger hunt.
Photo scavenger hunt. A sticker pack.
I just
committed you, Sarah.
We totally could. If somebody actually does that, we'll find a prize for you.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, good luck. You guys will be standing still. I will be moving.
That's true.
That's true. Rachel might be the hard one.
It couldn't be an easy challenge, though. Otherwise, it wouldn't be challenging.
Correct.
And I am printing Lutheran bingo cards. I keep promising this to people. We have been promising this to people. It is happening. I love that. So come over to the KFUO booth and play Lutheran bingo. It's going to be so fun.
Wild.
You're going to find out everybody you're related to at the convention. It'll be great. Anyway, we thought we'd commemorate the occasion of the LCMS convention with a radio theater. Bree, tell us what we're about to do.
So my husband received his first call and ordination in November, two Novembers ago, 2024, right? And he has since, like, it's been such an eye-opening experience for me, just in general, to see, like, the church worker side of what happens. And so he is he's one of the voting delegates for Timothy Lutheran Church. And so that sort of has been an additional measure of greater understanding. And so I've been in this building for collectively 10 plus years. And I'm realizing now, like, just how little I know about convention and how it works. And so I sort of set myself upon this path of learning more about it, because surely if I've been in this building for over a decade and I don't necessarily know the intricacies of convention, like, it's probably stands to reason that people who haven't been in this building for 10 years actually know what goes on at synodical convention.
Unlikely, yeah.
So I just wanted to let everyone know who is feeling this way, like, you are seen and you are loved and valued. And I have prepared some educational materials for us today that will hopefully shed some light on convention in a fun and educational way.
There we go.
Yes.
And we are going to laugh a lot, but I have to just say, I the more I understand how a convention works, like, there's a lot to laugh about when it comes to this, but at the same time, it is so cool. Our church makes decisions as a church body.
Yeah.
Not decisions like in the Catholic Church that come down from on high, but decisions that we get together and talk through as a church, recognizing, you know, the Holy Christian Church in all its glory. And I think is really cool that we do it this way. It's not easy, but it's good. And I'm glad that we get to understand a little bit better how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
So what is the title of this, Bree?
So what I have for you all today is the best way, I think, for me to package and present information on how convention works, namely how an overture becomes a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way that I can explain that process, that significant piece of the process, is with a Schoolhouse Rock style skit that we will all be performing for you today. Yes. I don't think that the melody that I've drummed up in my head violates copyright, but feel free to like stop me in the middle. Like my fear right now is I'm going to be in the middle of verse one and y'all are going to be like, that's Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. Like, what are you doing? And then we're just, this is not going to happen. So, but anyway, this is the story of a Synod overture and its journey to convention as a resolution. Mm-hmm. And so this song is called The Ballad of 4-57.
Brilliant.
There we go.
Just go it. Okay. I started as a feeling in a folding chair meeting in a congregation in the Midwest. Someone had a notion that a podcast worth the noting could use a resolution they assessed. So they wrote me down on paper to the best that they were able, gave me numbers, gave me purpose, gave me cred, called me 4-57, and they sent me off to heaven to the place at which the overtures are read.
Wait, so a regular convention just wrote you and sent you in?
That's right. Any congregation, district, or recognized synodical organization can submit me.
I knew that. It's called a resolution.
An overture, actually, to celebrate the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast as fundamental in the LCMS community. The plan is to become a resolution.
What does Overture 4-57 mean?
Well, it means I will be the 57th overture to be discussed on Floor Committee 4, the floor committee reviewing overtures pertaining to our life together.
There's 57 overtures?
Just in Floor Committee 4.
There are hundreds of overtures across 10 floor committees.
You can read all about them in the 2026 Convention Workbook, which is available for download on lcms.org. I started as a feeling in a folding chair meeting. Now I'm 4-57 on my way. I don't know what is ahead of me, but somebody believed in me, so I'm going to convention anyway.
So you get sent off immediately to Phoenix?
No. She said the congregation sends her off to heaven.
They send me to the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri.
Close enough.
So what happens at the International Center?
Floor Committee Weekend! While in Floor Committee 4, the delegates explored the contents of my pages line by line. They combined me with some others, with my sisters and my brothers. They decided we'd be clearer if refined. So they rewrote me.
Wait, they rewrote you?
They refined my language for clarity.
That's standard floor committee procedure.
They also combined me with three other nearly identical overtures.
So you're different now?
I'm focused. The spirit is the same.
Is it though?
Mostly. I started as a feeling in a folding chair meeting. Now I'm 4-57 on my way. I don't know what is ahead of me, but somebody believed in me, so I'm going to convention anyway.
So after the floor committee, you're done?
Oh, no. Now I go to convention.
I've been to every convention since 2004.
Where is it this time?
The Phoenix Convention Center.
In July.
We're all gonna die. It's a dry heat.
They brought me to convention in Phoenix, did I mention? And delegates from all the USA, with their lanyards and their rolling chairs, they start discussions with a prayer and a microphone for yay and one for nay.
There's a yay microphone and a nay microphone?
Yup. Pro and con, you go to the microphone to speak for or against the overture being proposed.
Is it a debate?
Kind of.
I have spoken at both microphones in the same convention on different resolutions.
Of course you have.
I contain multitudes.
Oh, wait! Someone moved to amend me from the floor!
To change you?
To refine my language.
Again?
Again, it's fine. I'm fine. I started as a feeling in a folding chair meeting. Now I'm 4-57 on my way. I don't know what is ahead of me, but somebody believed in me, so I'm going to convention anyway.
So what happens after the debate?
Someone calls the previous question.
Which means?
It means we vote.
They give you a device.
They give you a device.
I have held the device.
When they ended the discussion, they called the previous question because it's time to stop and take a vote. So they reached for their devices and they thought about their choices and they sent in their response on a remote.
What is the device after all?
An electronic keypad. Very official.
When it works.
I always vote with great conviction.
On things you understand?
On things I feel strongly about.
Oh, my votes are coming up on the screen.
Did you pass?
I passed.
4-57!
Yes,
But
the amended version with the floor committee language and the amendment from the delegate in row 7.
But you did pass, right?
I passed.
Are you the same as when you started?
Read me.
To acknowledge with appreciation the existence of various podcast ministries which serve the broader community of LCMS listeners in an informal capacity.
That's you?
That's me.
Are you okay?
Well, somebody in a folding chair believed in me enough to start the whole thing.
That's enough.
That's enough. I started as a feeling in a folding chair meeting in a congregation in the Midwest. I'm here by convention's bidding, though I'm not quite what was written. Unofficially, this podcast is the best.
One more time.
I started as a feeling in a folding chair meeting in a congregation in the Midwest. I'm here by convention's bidding, though I'm not quite what was written. Unofficially, this podcast is the best.
I'm going to be singing that for the rest of my life.
I'm just going to be walking around the convention floor singing this.
I'm going to be like in the shower and my husband's going to be like in the living room writing his paper and I'm going to be like, bah, bah, da, da. And he'll be like, shut up! What are you singing? This might be my finest contribution to Synod.
That's really good.
It's the best. It is definitely way up there.
It really does make it clear how the process works.
It does. Right?
Even with the humor. I mean, the humor only serves to make it more clear.
To illuminate the intricacies of a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
We should play this at convention so people understand.
That would be amazing. Maybe you could go. Maybe you could
is this this is technically Synod property as it's performed on site.
Yes.
Gosh, I want some money off of it. Dang. That's okay. You guys can have it.
Thanks.
Not mad.
Yeah. This is so fun.
I know. This was also maybe the shortest episode.
Yeah.
17 minutes. That's not bad.
How'd you pick the name of the resolution?
Yeah, so, people are going to go look up in the convention workbook and see if there's a 4-57.
So let's unpack the process a little bit.
Behind the scenes.
Sure.
Behind the camera.
So what I started out with was I basically went to the convention webpage on lcms.org. And I think what I've just never capitalized on as someone who works in this building is that there is a wealth of information out there already about how convention works.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just feel like if you're not directly involved, if you're not a delegate, if you don't serve on a floor committee, like it largely just kind of sits there unless you need it, and you would have to know if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot on the history of convention, and by accessing the webpage, sort of saw in real time, like, terminology that I had heard of, like the convention handbook, like, or the convention workbook. Like, what does that look like? And so it's this impressive, just extensive list of all of these different overtures that literally anybody in a congregation somewhere can submit as something to be considered by Synod and convention.
Yeah.
And so based on sort of what I saw, there was close to four and based on the workbook, and honestly, like, go out to lcms.org and you can look at all this information yourself. I think there were almost 400 overtures, and those are the things that you can submit.
Okay. Which is like a lot more than we normally have.
Yeah.
Too.
And it's not crazy. The interesting observation in that workbook is the diversity of what congregations, districts, and service organizations want their synod to do.
Yeah.
Like, take an issue, any issue, not any issue, but especially ones that might be controversial. And there may be 5 overtures submitted to weigh in one way on an issue, and then you have another 5 compelling synod to weigh in the complete opposite way. And so even just reviewing that workbook is a study on, like, the uniqueness and diversity of the body of Christ. And at the end of the day, we do have this process where we remember who we are as the body of Christ. And, you know, come what may, we put forth things that are ultimately in the best interests of the church, at least as we feel at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, I looked at the different floor committee sections. So floor committee 4, the actual theme of floor committee 4 is life together.
Yeah.
And so I think out of all of the different floor committee categories, that felt like the one most closely associated with like commending Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
There are other themes. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head. Pastoral formation is likely one of them. I don't want to speak out of turn, but like it's
national
various
witness. Or
international. Just various aspects of Lutheran life and Lutheran culture. Mm-hmm. And I think the floor committee structure allows us then to take these hundreds of overtures and like categorize them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We do love structure.
We do. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. Okay. I am like freewheeling and like devil may care sometimes about stuff, but I am really, I am really appreciative of a structure and a boundary because it abolishes assumptions and it gives clarity and it removes the guesswork out of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the other practical reason that the floor committees do their work is Synod convention doesn't last for a month. There's only a certain number of things that you can talk about in the days that the delegates have to talk about them. And so the floor committee really works to streamline that and make sure that the things that really need to get talked about get talked about. And we use the time to the best advantage. I think my husband has served either as a voting or an advisory delegate on at least one floor committee. And he found the process to be very, very collegial and very constructive.
Yeah.
So it's great that we have people who are willing to contribute their expertise in that work.
Yeah. Definitely. And at time of recording, we have just passed floor committee. That was just last weekend.
Yeah.
And there were, a couple hundred? 200
people here.
200 people here Friday afternoon through, I think, Sunday night. Mm-hmm. All weekend, they spend a lot of time boiling down overtures into resolutions. So it's a lot of work, but it's great work for the Synod.
Yeah. So actually today, the day of recording, Synod employees had the opportunity to participate in a town hall. It's a quarterly thing that we do internally. And one of the things that we do is we get an update from President Harrison. One of the things, so he said two things that were remarkable to me. One is that he seemed to reflect similar sentiments that you had offered, Rachel, from your husband's perspective of it was really like edifying and collegial. And even despite some of the more controversial topics.
Oh, yeah. These are not easy.
A lot of work done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing that I found was remarkable. So there were nearly 400 overtures that were submitted. No, there were 400 overtures that made it to the workbook. There are more than that, apparently.
Yeah, I think there were late overtures.
John Sias said today.
Yeah.
They went from almost 400 overtures in the workbook and they've whittled it down to just about 100.
Yeah. Mm.
So like that's in order to take it down from to reduce it down to 25% of what originally was in 2.5 days. Like that's a marvel of bureaucracy.
Yeah. It's really impressive. The amount of work that happens over floor committee weekend to make convention something that's actually manageable.
Yes.
Because like you said, convention is a limited amount of time to do a lot of work.
Yes.
So this will be my first convention. I've been here 10 years and I've not gone to one yet with KFUO, but we're bringing a big team this year so we can do a lot of recording, a lot of video, a lot of audio. So it's my first time going. It's going
to
be
mine too, actually. I've been to several district conventions, but I've never been to a national one. My husband's been twice.
How many have you been to?
Have you actually been to?
Have I been to all of them? I don't think I've been to all of them since 2004, but close. I did. The first one was in 2004.
Nice.
I'd have to look and see. I think I missed maybe one or two in the middle.
Because it was the same. It used to be the same year as gathering, as youth gathering. And so we would split forces every year. So we didn't have the same people going to both. But now that they're offset by.
That's helpful.
By a year. Yeah. We can actually send more people to both, which is actually good for us.
Yeah. So, 100%.
Yeah.
So.
Well. Yeah. This has been really fun, Brie.
It was informative.
An excellent work of art.
This is a good one. And I honestly hope that it is helpful. And again, I know that at the end of the day, some people are like, look, just slice through the red tape and let's go outside and tell people about Jesus. And it's like, yes, absolutely. And I still have appreciation for the structure and the fact that we have something in place to sort of set up guardrails for the structure of our church. There may be overtures that I'm just raising an eyebrow at. I'm like, are we sure we want to talk about that? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this, I am fully confident that this is a process that helps us be a better, more organized church body.
I mean, this is... Uh-huh. this is part of what it means to, like, the whole definition of synod, to walk together. This mm-hmm. is where we actually come and discuss and finally vote and agree, okay, this is how we are
yep.
moving together on this mm-hmm. particular thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The church has a long tradition of councils dating back at least 1700 mm-hmm. years to the Council of Nicaea, mm-hmm. where when there are big thorny questions to work through, we come together, we pray, we explore mm-hmm. the scriptures, we talk, mm-hmm. and then we make decisions as a body on how we are going to, you know, confess the truth about God and walk together, as Aaron says, in the world. So it's kind of neat that we're carrying on in the tradition of, you know, St. Nicholas and St. Ambrose and all the rest of them who started the church councils way yeah. back in the day.
There's probably, I'm going to argue, there's probably not as many impressive beards. But I'm
we're
sure
working on it. Just give it another yeah. 5 years. Yeah,
you're right. I know. I just wanted to make an observation.
Though, yeah. Oh, a very valid yeah. observation. The also, not as many impressive togas.
Oh. Also, that probably hats. There's probably yeah. some good hats at the Council of Nicaea.
Probably.
I don't know. Mm. Did they wear? It's a good question.
That's a Google rabbit hole I'm going to go down.
All right. Yeah. So thank Very you, Brent. Good. If you are interested in this, and I am, I have actually read pretty much every overture in the convention workbook that is now available. And as soon as the resolutions are out, I will be combing through them. I love to see what we are talking about as a church body. And if you, yeah. like me, are nerdy about this kind of thing, we will provide a convenient list of links in the show notes where you can just dive in to your heart's content and see what's going on in our church body this summer.
Absolutely. Yes. Ladies, we want to know if you've been to a convention, what you know about convention, if you're going to be following along since this is dropping during convention this year, you can share your comments or questions with us in the Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, on this episode post or on our Instagram. We'll have some follow-up content on our Instagram while we're at convention. Maybe we'll even like do some short little, I won't promise video. We're all going to be so busy. Maybe not. We'll have posts. I'll have those up before we leave for Phoenix. You can follow us on Instagram as well. You can find all of our episodes at kfuo.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Rachel.
I'm Bree.
Beautiful.
Bree, thank you for
that. That was really fun.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at kfuo.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at kfuo.org/give.